Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Mills. Hey, thank you for joining. Been a part of another edition, the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, and I thank you so much. Just shout out to the local listeners here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, plus the whole state of Mississippi, the South, all of the United States, and all listeners worldwide for your support. Thank you for those who guest co-hosts, those of you that have called in, minus the pranksters, and those that chat in the chat room, minus the pranksters, and those of you that share your constructive criticism and share a lot of feedback and also play an instrumental part in the topics and ideas that we discuss regarding entertainment and lifestyle stories. So thank you so much. You can call in 714-409-0614, plus join me in the chat room if you have a listener profile, be sure to create a blogtalkradio.com listener profile so you can not only chat in my chat room, but interact within the whole BTR, blogtalkradio.com community, okay? So shout out to the sparklepeople.com, my sparkpeople.com friends also. You know, sometimes I do mention sparkpeople.com and share a lot of advice. And if you are, most of you, all of the listeners are online friends of mine. So you know on a daily basis I share Spark People. Spark People has a feature called Spark People Live. So yesterday I attended orientation online and attended my first class. So shout out to Coach Christy. So it's just amazing. If you're not a part of Spark People, it would be fun to. And if you enjoy the information I share with you daily via my Pinterest and my Facebook page and Twitter and so on, you definitely will love being a part of it yourself. And Spark People is not about people losing weight. It's about people maintaining or becoming healthier. Because when you first become a member, you are asked questions either if you want to maintain your weight or what, you know, the goal in everyone's life is to live a healthier life and live longer lives, I imagine. And so that's what Spark People is all about. But join me in the chat room and call also. But here's Six String Woody while I put my paws around a hot cup of green tea so I can carry on throughout the episode. Okay? And shout out to my London listeners. You guys, I've been exposed to an awesome online radio station in London, and I'm telling you, the soul of London radio.com rocks. I mean, definitely. So shout out to all of the listeners in the UK and Australia and Asia, just worldwide. But I just wanted to shout out that particular radio station, Jam, some of the best R&B, and it's just a cool online radio station. So thank you so much. But here's a little Six String Woody. I see my cousin Linda is online. I don't know if I think she has something to say. But I'm going to put my paws around a cup of hot tea while you guys listen to Six String Woody.
Thank you.
good. And in the near future, look for more marvelous sounds from different genres, musical genres. Like many of you, I love all types of music, from, you all know it, from opera to country to classic rock and roll to alternative rock and roll to jazzy blues to old school blues, been right here in Mississippi. And just, you know, poetry and so on. We're poets. I'm a poet. You guys, get in touch. Remember Mother's Day when the listener called in and shared the poem, Mama? That was a beautiful poem. You all, you know, come on in. We're going to have more shows regarding the music business and more advice. And I love it when underground artists and also mainstream artists, my mainstream artist friends, looking forward to you being a guest on the show, okay, to share your new projects and also advice to newcomers and also old heads also, because we all need to learn more and more and more. But one of my favorite Facebook friends, Jay Williams, of Indiana, is an awesome artist. He's an entrepreneur, but he's also a songwriter, musician. He will be a guest in the near future, and also you will be hearing some of his music real soon, probably as early as Monday. Sunday we're doing Prince, remember, so you'll be hearing Prince, and we'll talk about Prince, and many of you chat in the chat room, and also call in to the chat room. Oh, it's so sad. What's the horse name? I'll take another. He had to retire, so he won't be participating in the Belmont Stakes today. So, you know, they say usually a horse could heal for like in 3 to 6 months, but they went ahead and retired him. So I'm glad he's fine, because it breaks my heart sometimes when they have to put horses down because their injuries are not life threatening, but. The colt, he's a colt, have to retire and won't be participating in today's event. So I was surprised when I received a breaking news emails yesterday, but it's a lot to talk about. And my cousin Linda is online. She might would like to talk about it, especially politics. There's so much news regarding politics. It's a non-political show, but part of entertainment and lifestyle news. So we cannot broadcast and not talk about politics. And like I said before, in the near future, we're going to have a panel where we will talk about like America and the economy in America and it being, you know, election year 2012. Just talking about and sharing our perspectives regarding America and the economy in the 2012 elections. But we have. Locally here in Jackson, Mississippi, we have a new election that we have to experience. You all remember Ward 3 city council person Kenneth Stokes was elected to become a member of our Hinds County supervisor team. And his wife, Mrs. Loretta Cooper Sports, won as Ward 3 city council person. Well, her opponent felt that some wrongdoing had happened. So they took it to court, and the opponent, Mrs. Joyce Jackson, won. So as of yesterday, it was announced that they would have to hold a new election, and that will be determined within the next month. Cousin Linda knows a lot about this. You know, Cousin Linda is like dual native Jacksonian, and she knows a lot about what's going on. Also, I know you're saying we're here in Jackson too and talking about running this ward too, city council person, but you can get caught up in so much, like you can get caught up in national politics and your state politics. I know the Stokes, and I have volunteered at Councilperson Kenneth Stokes' office before. And you know, it felt good being an independent, open-minded Republican, volunteering at a Democrat office in the late '90s. But you know, that ward is a ward that's my roots. So that's a very important ward to me. I love the city of Jackson, but when I was first born, that's where my family lived. That's why grandmother, Cousin Linda, you've heard Cousin Linda talk about our grandparents and so on. That's where we still have family. And that community is a real vital part of the city of Jackson. It's a historic part of Jackson, just like you hear us talk about the historic Fondren area and the historic Ferris Street area. So politics within the city of Jackson is real, real important, and the economy and jobs, just like in any other area. You know, the outskirts of Jackson cities are just booming like crazy. And Jackson, being the capital, definitely need to get back on the right track. And it's doing so, you know, so you don't hear me complaining. But if you all are Facebook fans with me, you all see the news and visit the local media, like I visit the local media in your areas also. But Cousin Linda might want to share her insight also on that. But I also was watching Chris Matthews earlier, and I see where you all, I won't say you all, but those in attendance, a few in attendance at the Texas GOP convention, booed Rick Perry because he's showing support for a certain candidate. And I had seen the footage where Rick Perry didn't even realize that those in attendance were booing him for expressing his support for the lieutenant governor, who is a Tea Party Republican, right, in campaigning for Senate. So I was kind of amazed because I saw that footage where they were like, well, asking Governor Rick Perry about the booze. And he was like, what booze? Because he thought that the audience was cheering him on. And you know, yesterday morning, Ridge Ruffneck and I shouted out the President Obama and also Mitt Romney and Rick Perry because Ridge had got the brain freeze, and he was like, oh, I'm acting like Rick Perry now, so I went ahead and shout him out. But, you know, something like that happened here before down at the legislature, down at the Capitol with the late Kirk Fordyce, who I wholeheartedly supported. One time I remember the black elected officials walked out on him. I do not recall what the situation was about. Golly, I'll jog my memory, or someone will jog my memory. But I'll even research and pull up some news footage where he experienced a walkout one time. I mean, literally, legislature members, senators, representatives got up and literally walked out of the chambers. No joke. Some of you know what I'm talking about, especially those of you who live here and those that keep up with politics and Mississippi politics. But, wow, boos. Made me think about Prince also back in his early days. He got booed when he opened up for the Rolling Stones. But there are birthdays today. Happy birthday to some Johnny Depp is 49. He's amazing. Marvin Cobb is a broadcast journalist. He's 82 today. Dick Vitale, he's awesome. I love that sportscaster. He's 73. Patricia Cromwell is 56. Mystery Arthur. Did you all see Anne Rice on Craig Ferguson last night? I don't know if it was a rerun or not, but it was an awesome episode. Aaron Sorkin, writer-producer of The West Wing. Oh, I missed that show. Aaron Sorkin is 51. Gloria Rubin is 48, actress of ER. Natalie Portman, one of my favorite actresses, she's 31. Michael J. Fox is 51. But, wow. And things that happened in history, I'm not going to go in detail because, you know, this is from Associated Press. This is their highlight in history, and I usually get mine from the Dallas News. Isn't that ironic? I'm always up on Dallas News, and Cousin Linda knows what's up with Clarion Ledger. That's the local paper here in Jackson, Mississippi, and Jackson Free Press is awesome also. It's similar to the Dallas Observer there in Dallas. And I do love reading the New York Post, the Washington Post, just shouting out other periodicals that I like. Of course, the Wall Street Journal. It goes on and on. I like the San Francisco Chronicles, but I haven't been checking it out. I need to subscribe to their online subscription. And also today in history, Charles Dickens Welch died at age 58. I can't believe the time is almost up. I hope that we can extend the show another 10 minutes. Yesterday it did extend to the 45 minutes that I like it to extend to. And I also want to tell you all that Lewis Howes, one of my favorite inspirations, will be hosting a webinar on Wednesday. You know, he's CEO of Sports Networker, EA, Sports Executives Association. The webinar is titled Four Steps of Sports Career Search Strategies with Matt Crichton. I think that's his name. That's how you pronounce his name. But he's the author of Getting the Game, The Ultimate Game Plan. It's going to be two webinars, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. But the book is called Get in the Game, The Ultimate Game Plan for Transition from College to Career. You all can visit sportsnetworker.com to find out more about Matt. And also, it will be hosted by gotomeeting.com. But I just wanted to let you all know about that. I registered for the afternoon webinar. But let's... Linda, we have 10 more seconds of live streaming, but prayerfully we'll have 10 to 15 more minutes to continue talking throughout the broadcast. Thank you again for spending time with us. And I have my hot green tea, and so whatever time of day it is where you are, hope you're enjoying your beverage and eating good food and watching, just taking good care of yourself. Here's Cousin Linda. Hi, Cousin Linda.
Good morning, Cousin Bethany and listeners. You can tell I woke up not too long ago. I forgot to set the alarm, so my voice is a little gravelly.
And that's mine, too, because I was trying to sip on some green hot tea.
Yeah, I'm going to have to drink some in a few minutes, I guess. I love my green tea. I didn't really have anything to talk about this morning, but I heard you discuss. I'll have another. And I'm so sorry that he was injured, but I'm glad his owner retired him.
Exactly, me too, because it breaks my heart when the pets, when no real pets, when the colts and the racehorses have to be euthanized.
Me too, because they're more like family than, you know, I know they make a lot of money for the owners and what have you, but to me, you know, for you and I, animals are just family. They're not animals. They're little people or big people.
Exactly. And a lot of listeners agree also. So, yeah, because they said that it was an injury that really he could heal 3 to 6 months, but they chose to retire him. That he's done enough, and he has done enough. And I'm just amazed that he's a baby still, a little colt.
And that's what's so sad. These animals haven't lived that long, and they've been working, because that's a job. You know, they've got to get up and be trained, and then they've got to run in races. They've got to travel across the country. I just don't like it, you know. I mean, I like horse racing some. We have a horse racing track over here in Grand Prairie. But I've seen stories on, you know, how some of the animals are abused.
Wow. Like we hear stories about circus animals. Yeah, wow.
And then these animals. Racing.
Yeah, that's a good point you mentioned, because they bring so much. We see the fun side, but the behind-the-scenes side. Mm-hmm. Wow, and that's a little cold, so he'll get a chance to run in the pastures now, hopefully.
I hope so. Run in the pastures, have some fun, and I hope that injury heals, like, really quickly. Lickety-split, as we say in the South.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But best wishes to those that are competing today. Yeah. Well, I was really surprised because you're talking about retiring on the top. I mean, he's literally retiring on the top.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you received my email, but I haven't read the story in detail. And yesterday was Kanye West's 35th birthday. And I was wondering what his significant other was going to do for him on his birthday. And I have not seen the story in detail. I don't know if you have it in detail. But Kim Kardashian purchased her boyfriend a luxury car for his birthday.
Wow.
So I wonder what kind of luxury car, because I haven't had opportunity to read the emails and the articles that I have received, but I do know she purchased him a luxury car for his birthday.
I hadn't seen anything about that.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering what kind of, because she loved cars. I know her cars were hot. So I'm just wondering what kind of luxury car did she get Kanye?
I'm telling you, it would have to be something that's probably loaded with a lot of gadgets and options, because with their money, you know, they can buy whatever they want. So I couldn't begin to fathom what kind of vehicle it would be.
Hopefully I can pull it up before we get off the air. But, you know, both of you and I have discussed this. Both have their residences up for sale, and the word is out there that they're planning to cohabitate.
Yes.
No comment, Cousin Linda.
They say if you can't say something nice about a person, don't say anything at all. So I'll just reserve my option not to speak on that.
I'm like Arsenio Hall used to do it during late night. That's one of those moments.
And yeah, one of those things that make you go, I mean, I just have a question. I'm not making a derogatory statement, but isn't Ms. Kardashian still legally married? And so
that's a good point. That's a good point. I guess they'll be divorced soon. It's good you mentioned that because I have a Chris Humphrey story.
Okay.
Chris Humphrey has, yes, she is still married because Chris Humphrey is filing a lawsuit against his alleged new girlfriend. He's been dating a brunette.
Oh,
really? He's been dating a brunette. I don't know her name. He's been dating a brunette, and they went on vacation, and they were seen frolicking on the beach, having fun. And so he had been asked by others if that was his girlfriend, and he had been telling people, no, she's not my girlfriend. Well, the young lady apparently feels differently because she's been telling everybody that Chris Humphreys is her new boyfriend. So Chris Humphreys, apparently, if it was a relationship, the relationship is over because now Chris Humphreys is filing a lawsuit against the alleged girlfriend.
I think Chris Humphreys might be a little too, what is it, litigious. Now, why would you sue somebody about that?
Well, I guess because of what you were saying, if he's legally married, don't be going out telling people you're my girlfriend.
Well, a good denial won't do it. I mean, if they're separated, I can see you dating if you're separated, but now talking about cohabitating with somebody, to me, that's just on a whole nother level. So, but maybe it's because he's the holdup in the divorce.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, but we know it's, I guess it's over between he and Kim.
I would think so.
Dating and moving in together are two different things, right? That's why I'd be so glad when I'm legally free, even though I have no contact with my strange husband. It is a difference. I know people do that every day. Some people have second husbands on their cousin Linda. But Yes, but then you can have the right to do what you want to do when you're legally free, legally
Exactly. I remember when I was in the process of getting a divorce, I did not date, not until my lawyer told me it's official, you are single, and then I started dating.
Exactly. And I do my best to be obedient to my lawyer also. Which is hot, but that's a good point. It's just following the proper and then you and I talk about morals also. We might talk about hot topics, but morals play a real important in all of our lives.
Yeah,
and I love Kim K and Kanye West, but you know I'm not saying anything about their morals, but So, because some people think we're talking about their morals, but we're just saying that is a moral situation when you're legally married or dating or talking about cohabitating while still being legally married to someone else. And yeah, people do it every day. So what were you
That's
saying, cousin?
True.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying, cousin Linda?
Oh, no, I was just saying that's true. You do have people who aren't divorced or who are legally able to live together or whatever. But just for me, I would rather be completely free of the other party rather than trying to move on with someone else.
Mm-hmm. But you make a good point, because I was trying to figure out, I'll email that article to you as soon as I get it back up. I was trying to figure out, well, why is he really suing her? All he needs to do is tell her to stop telling people that we're a couple. We're not a couple yet, you know?
Right. Yeah, I didn't think that would be legal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, can tell her, you know, if you want to be
a legal issue, rather.
Yeah, if you want to keep dating me, because I can imagine him still dating and he's suing her. You know?
Yeah.
But I guess dating and girlfriend and boyfriend are two different things to him. Yeah, we've been on dates and dating, but we're not exclusive. So I guess that's what he was saying, thinking. But I was lost.
They didn't establish any ground rules, apparently, when they started doing whatever, seeing each other, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess you do have to get an understanding of what the rules are and the boundaries.
Yeah, because dating is dating. And if you're exclusive, it's exclusive. Those two different things. Because people can date. She might not be the only person he's dating.
Exactly.
But, you know, if he said, you're my girlfriend, or, you know, and he might have said, let's keep things on the down low until Kim and I are divorced.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I don't know, but whatever for whatever reason, he was like, I guess he said, I'm going to nip this in the bud and file a lawsuit against her. But maybe he did warn her, tell her, don't stop telling people we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, but, I see your email. I went back and looked at my emails, and you were talking about Kim buying Kanye a luxury car. I hadn't got to my email this morning.
Yeah, many of you think she's still in love with my brother, Reggie Bush.
Of course.
So I don't know. She and Kanye look good together, but I don't know. I remember Reggie after she stopped dating, what's his name, Aubrey, Holly Berry's ex and father, her daughter. I remember her telling Ryan Seacrest, I'm going to take off a whole year and not date anyone. And this thing, you know, she was dating Chris, and he had popped the question, and they were planning this big wedding. But for some reason, I thought she was going to get back with Ray J. I don't know why I thought that.
Me either. I don't know why you thought that.
Mississippi native
I didn't think Ray J would be willing to go back to her.
Yeah, but for some reason I thought that, but, you know, a few years ago I thought that. I was like, oh. And then I used to think, well, if she break up with Reg, I thought she and Reg was going to get married.
I didn't.
She in the media was always talking about it, but, yeah, you never did hear Reg talking about that.
Mm-mm.
But I invited Reg on the show, too, so look forward to him being a guest on the show in the near future.
Well, do you think he will discuss that?
I don't think he want to talk about Kim. Kim's in the past.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah. I won't even mention her. I won't even mention her unless he mention her. And then
exactly.
if you're on the line, I know you won't mention her.
Oh no, 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 no. I don't know, Mr. Reggie Bush. I wouldn't dare discuss his personal business with him.
But he was on Kelly a couple weeks ago. He co-hosted of her, and he said that he's dating, but he's not. He doesn't have a steady girlfriend. Because there's always rumors out that he's dating that Kim lookalike. I cannot think of her name, but she's a Canadian. You might have seen her on that Old Navy commercial.
I've seen her picture, like, online, you know, briefly in articles and stuff, but I didn't pay that much attention.
But, you know, there were reports that Kim had sued her. Because people think that she's Kim. But there have been rumors that she's dating her, but when he was on Kelly a couple of weeks ago, he talked about it. He's just, you know, casually dating. But
why is everybody so quick to sue? I mean, the courts are blocked down with all kinds of frivolous lawsuits without celebrities, you know, acting like, well, my ego is wounded, so I need to sue somebody.
Exactly.
They're just making lawyers richer and richer.
Oh, my God. You sound like Jay, my attorney in Dallas-Fort Worth. Jay said that regarding to marriage equality. He was like, let the gays get married because that's more money for divorce attorneys like me. You know, it's like let people get married if they want to.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, you know, wow.
But yeah, well, I'd like to see them be able to get married, but not for that reason. You know, lawyers have a bad reputation, but I love lawyers. The guy that I date is a lawyer. One of my best friends in Jackson, Mississippi, is a lawyer. My ex-husband has a JD degree. So I'm not anti-lawyer, but some of the things that they will try to go to court on do surprise me.
Some crazy stuff. And I'm wondering what lawyers are representing. You and I have been talking about these zombies and cannibals. I know the time is about to run out, but I wonder what lawyers are representing these zombies and these cannibals.
Public